Now, this week was also Cambridge University's Darwin Festival. We alluded to it briefly earlier. What actually happened was that we've had a full week of events which have been designed to celebrate the 200th birthday of Charles Darwin, who was actually a Cambridge University student. Also, it's 150 years since he published arguably one of the most famous books of all time, The Origin of Species, which effectively rewrote our understanding of the world of biology around us. But one event that took place as part of the festival and really leapt out was when a Canadian hip-hop artist, actually an erstwhile medieval historian, his name's Bubba Brinkman, unveiled his answer to Darwin, which is his rap guide to evolution. And he spoke to David Fisher all about it.
The week here at Cambridge has seen mostly older, scholarly types in panel discussions or alone at the lectern, analysing, speculating, debating and theorising over every nuance of Charlie Darwin's existence. So for a summary of the week, here's rap artist Bubba Brinkman, who covers every angle of every session in his hip-hop show, The Rap Guide to Evolution.
So what do you know about natural selection? Go ahead and ask a question and see where the answer gets you. Try being passive-aggressive or try smashing heads in and see which tactic brings your plans to fruition. And if you have an explanation of mine, then you're wasting your time, because the best watchmaker is blind. It takes a certain base kind of impatient mind to explain away nature with intelligent design. But the truth shall set you free from those useless, superstitious beliefs in a literal Adam and Eve and that Edenic myth, because their family tree is showing some genetic drift. Take it from this bald-headed, non-celibate monk with the lyrical equivalent of an elephant's trunk. It's time to elevate your mind state and celebrate your kinship with the primates. The weak and the strong, who got it going on? We lived in the dark for so long. The weak and the strong, Darwin got it going on. Creationism is dead wrong. Tell him, Dawkins.
This Canadian rapper is no scientist. His area is medieval literature. After applying rap to the Canterbury Tales, he was approached by a microbial genomist who asked if he could do for Darwin what he did for Chaucer. Bubba read his way through a pile of books on evolutionary biology and out spawned his Darwin show, covering every aspect of the great man's work. And according to Bubba, there's a curious similarity between the growth, the evolution of an artistic work and any living thing.
When I first started writing this show back in January, early drafts of the script sounded a little bit like this. Yo, yo, the origin of species ain't no feces, dog. Believe me. Yeah. And that was all I could think of. And then I thought, well, maybe my show needs to get rewritten. And sometimes people ask me, how does your show get written? Like this, performance, feedback, revision. And how do I generally develop my lyricism? Kind of like this, performance, feedback, revision. And how do human beings ever learn to do anything? Like this, performance, feedback, revision. And evolution is kind of just an algorithm, isn't it? That goes like this, performance, feedback, revision. So really, the genetic code of every living thing was written like this, performance, feedback, revision. See, the genes are like a text with 1,000 pages, and revisions occur in the random changes that come from mutations. And
then when they That's rap artist Bubba Brinkman from Canada, who's over here in Cambridge touring with his rap, effectively Darwin set to a rap tune. He was talking to David Fisher, who is an honorary member of the Naked Scientist for a week, but you'll normally find him at the ABC at Radio National in Sydney, Australia. Now, we've actually got a recording of that entire show, and we're going to be publishing it for you as a special podcast on our website later this week. So if you check out thenakedscientist.com/podcasts, then you should be able to listen to all of Bubba Brinkman's show. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Ben Vowsler. We're talking about the science of vision this week. So if you have any questions for us, or any general science questions, you can send them in. The email address, as always, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.